Hi there. The word for you today is, your work matters to God. In John 5:17, Jesus said, My Father never stops working, and so I keep working too. It's a great story. A salesman stopped to visit a client and was amazed to see a big dog emptying waste baskets. Oh, it's all part of the job, the dog said cheerfully. Does your boss know how fortunate he is to have a talking dog? The salesman asked. No, replied the dog, and don't tell him, or he'll have me answering phones next. In Ecclesiastes 2:24, the Bible says, There is nothing better than to find satisfaction in work. These pleasures are from God. Max Lucado says, and I quote, Before God gave Adam a wife, or child, he gave him a job in the garden to cultivate and keep it. God deems work worthy of its own engraved commandment. You shall work 6 days, but on the seventh you shall rest. But emphasis on a day of rest can make us miss the command to work. Your work matters to God and society. Cities need plumbers. Nations need soldiers. Stoplights break. Bones break. Someone needs to raise kids, raise Cain, and manage the kids who raise Cain. So whether you log on or lace up, you imitate God. Jesus said, My Father never stops working, so I keep working too. Think about this. Your career consumes about half your life, so shouldn't it broadcast God? Don't those 40 to 60 hours belong to Him too? Now let's be clear, the Bible never promotes workaholism as pain medication, but God calls the physically able to till the gardens He gives. So use your uniqueness, what you do, to make a big deal out of God. Why you do it. Every day of your life. Where you do it. Okay?